Welcome to Couple of Haters Podcast with your hosts, Joey, Shake, and Smooth.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 3 of Couple of Haters Podcast. Today is our first official wrestling podcast.
That it is. I want to give a quick shout out to Kevin Owens for winning the Universal title. I think he's well deserved of it.
Let's give that man a round of applause. Give him a nice little clap. Yes, yes. Well deserved. He's not your normal muscle head. You know, he's the. It's on my side. The chubby side.
And again, who has been a muscle head lately besides Cena? Maybe Roman.
Even though Triple H gave it to him.
He didn't give it to him.
Triple H pedigreed the last people. And
booking-wise, it made sense for KO to win it. It was just like, how are we going to do it to start other feuds?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wanted KO to win. And it was pretty cool Triple H doing that. But at the end of the day, Triple H won that match.
At the end of the day, he gave the fans what they wanted. Fans don't want Roman Rollins 5,000 again. They want something new, something fresh, and it's about time this company gives the fans what they want.
That was definitely what's best for business. I mean, not about time. Lately, we've been getting a lot. We've been spoiled lately. We've been getting a lot of what we want.
Spoiled by the COO, not the owner.
I just think Kevin Owens getting the title right now is perfect since Finn went out. Like I said, everyone knows what Seth and Roman brings.
Oh, yeah, let's also give a nice little speedy recovery to Finn Balor. We want to see him soon.
Yeah, next time, take Seth's bumps the correct way.
That was Seth's fault, but we don't have to go into that too much. I mean, you just got to throw the guy close to the railing, not 10, 15 feet away.
I don't agree with Bret Hart's thoughts of him saying, he's the most unsafe worker in the business. I don't agree with that.
Bret Hart is a washed up old fool.
Zach Sting, how he feels about Seth Rollins, huh? Wow. Maybe his career.
Sting was already 70 years old.
He should not have been in the ring with
him. Sting shouldn't have been in the same ring as that young stallion. That young stallion.
Well, that old man was supposed to win the title, all right? Seth ended that.
Well, you just got to think, too. He just came out of a match right after that with Cena. So, it's not his fault.
But who do you guys see Kevin Owens feuding with right now, since you got to take Seth and Roman out of it?
I don't think you have to take Seth and Roman out. I think he can feud with Roman right away.
No, I don't see him feuding with Roman. I see him feuding with the last man out, Rollins.
No, I see Rollins going after Triple H.
Yeah, Rollins is going to go after Triple H. Roman's going to be a floater. Unless he goes back to Rusev. They never really had a match yet.
The Bulgarian Brute?
Yeah.
I mean, even though Stephanie did say, no one interfered, Rusev should have just still came out, handled his business, and took care of that man.
True. But other than Roman and Rollins...
I don't want to see Sami Zayn right away.
Yeah, it's too early for Sami.
Oh, it's way too early.
Yeah. They don't start that feud.
Don't push Sami to the title until he's going to win the title. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of someone else that's on Raw that he can feud
But the
with.
Way I see the Zayn thing going, it's going to be like the Daniel Bryan way. He's going to keep scratching and clawing, get close, fail, and then towards WrestleMania time, he's going to get it.
I feel like that's how it should be, though.
I don't want to see that.
That's how it should be, because Zayn is fickle, man. Like, if he keeps losing, people will forget about Zayn. He's not too over like everybody else.
Remember, he's the underdog from the underground.
He can become Dolph Ziggler.
Quickly.
Yeah, so they got to be real careful with Zayn.
No, but you talking about Ziggler. Ziggler got his own mouth into trouble. That's why he's in the position he's in right now. Ziggler is just a mess.
Ziggler's number one. Who else is Zayn confused with? I mean, Raw doesn't have much.
You can tease a breakup with him and Jericho already.
No.
He can't feud with Jericho already.
You can tease it. I didn't say you're going to do it. I said you can tease it.
Y2KO.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Fuck Jericho.
He's the best in the world.
No, Jericho. Like, Jericho. Oh. No, fuck that. Oh. Y2KO should have been the name. Vince, if you want it, pay us some money.
I mean, he can keep fighting Cass, but I truly don't want to see that.
Cass can. No. Cash should not be in the world.
Cash should not be getting main event pushes right now.
He shouldn't have been in that match regardless.
He did well. He did well. He did better than what I expected him to do.
He held his own.
I mean, now you know the fans are giving him this crappy Boot Faith City thing. I mean,
Boot Faith City. And you can't teach that.
I mean, Brock is your fault. It's your fault, Brock. You started the Suplex City. Now we got Viperville. Now Boot Faith City. It's all your fault.
Yeah. Your fault. You and your laziness, Brock.
That was smooth talking, Brock. So if you want to kick someone's ass, you kick his.
You ain't taking me to Suplex City.
I really can't think of no one else on Raw.
Nobody else on Raw?
Rusev.
Rusev.
Mashka.
You have Cesaro and Sheamus, but they're in this stupid best out of seven. Even though they fought seven times
if
before.
If Cesaro wins that feud, he's going to get screwed out of it. He's not going to get a world title shot. He's going to get the U.S. belt because Mick is going to tease him out of it.
Honestly, Cesaro can be a title contender, but they have to do it the correct way. Like, they keep putting him in these stupid feuds. Like,
Sheamus.
And he's not winning the feuds, so which is even worse.
So he's going to pull LeBron James, go down 3-0, and win the best out of seven. That's what's going to happen.
And Sheamus putting you over doesn't have the same effect in 2016.
No one's going to care.
You know who will be a shocker to see him feud with? Neville. They can pull great matches together, those two.
They can put great matches, but you go from Neville being a jobber, technically a jobber, to, I'm a contender for the world title.
I mean, Neville just came back from ankle injury. He did the match with Owens on Raw in Brooklyn, which was a great match, and it proves that he can compete up in that level.
No, everyone knows he could. It just doesn't make sense. Not right now.
Yeah, it's not that many people he can feud with. They might keep it Rollins and Reigns.
You need two more people.
We don't need to include Braun Strowman into this conversation either.
We'll fight a real wrestler first.
Braun Strowman, yeah. When's the last time he actually fought somebody?
He fought the returning Max Moon on Monday, but I don't know what the name Americo was. But
I guess this is something that SmackDown is doing better. SmackDown has more contenders.
They really do. Because everyone could put on a match with everyone. You can just throw anyone in the ring together.
Yeah. Like, Raw is still on the super, superstar side. Kind of.
And Finn going out does thin them out a lot.
You said thin them out?
I said thin them out.
Oh, I thought you were making Finn words.
No, I was not making Finn words. It thins out the roster a lot.
It does thin out the roster. They should have more title contenders.
And you think about it, they got 3 hours compared to SmackDown's two. And SmackDown has been killing them the past couple of weeks, except this week.
They kind of did, minus the main event. That's it. Raw just had the main event. Show overall, SmackDown had it.
You think so?
Yeah. That promo he Slater threw on, eating crackers with Rhino, fucking beautiful. That was beautiful.
He had the cheese whiz. He had the sachichas. Oh, he went Spanish there.
He looked
went
like
Spanish.
They went through hell with the headbangers.
I mean, they both busted open.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Heath Slater deserves a push. I mean, I think he's getting a push right now, but I think he really deserves a push.
He needs a singles title.
That free agent shirt needs to be a legit shirt.
Oh, yeah. I want the shirt.
I want it.
WWE Shop, get that happening. We need those shirts.
Heath Slater, get that shirt going, man.
Keep him a free agent for a year.
Everything leads into WrestleMania. He's going to win it all.
Win something. That's what we got next.
Well, let's talk about Roman being ranked number one in the world.
Roman number one in the world.
PWI 500. Number one.
He hasn't been drinking because I can't remember the last time. Actually, well, against AJ. But besides that, Roman doesn't do nothing in the ring.
So, Joey, explain exactly how this ranking works.
Well, from what I've read, it's, you know, from the July of last year going all the way into now. So it's basically last July to this July, entire year of what they did with all 500 wrestlers. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not the biggest Roman fan, but he did have 3 title runs in a year.
That was a month long total, maybe?
I mean, that's more than anyone can say, though.
Daniel Bryan.
I mean, you had AJ Styles number 4, and he hasn't really done nothing this year besides, lose at WrestleMania?
Yeah, in a great
lose in a six man tag with the club. That six man tag was not no.
AJ, it's always
great. Oh my god. It's Cena and Enzo. Let's get that straight.
I mean, AJ has become a top star in the E, so I think that warrants it.
AJ was a top star in the E from when the countdown started at the Royal Rumble.
That's true.
He came out, top star. For people that actually know him and seen him in his younger days, and actually, you know, care about
his ROH days, his TNA days.
But I don't think Smooth knows anything about that. So we can move on.
Whatever that is.
Well, you know, we'll talk one day about why everyone that comes from NXT from other federations are rookies to Smooth. We'll talk about that soon.
They are rookies.
They're in the big leagues.
You got to go through the face that runs the place when you get up there.
Oh, let's not talk about that guy.
They're all going to fight AJ Styles?
John Cena!
Do you see what Cena does to all these new guys that come into this company? Do you not see what he does?
He hasn't done that in a long time.
Cena doesn't kill anybody.
Yeah, because his time is going away slowly and he's not on TV anymore.
I think the last person he buried was Bray Wyatt. And that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't think you can say he buried
Bray Wyatt.
Do you hear Bray Wyatt's promos? Yeah. That man should be world champion right now, not bottom feeding to Eric Rowan and what? Braun Strowman? As his clique? No.
Do you not see Braun Strowman throwing human being bodies?
They're like 200 pounds lighter than him. About 8 inches smaller.
Braun Strowman is like 400 pounds. His opponents are like 110.
Like it or not, Braun Strowman's going to be a world heavyweight champion.
No, he's not.
Unless he beats Roman, which I see that happening, Braun versus Roman.
I can see him beating Roman. I can't see him beating anybody else.
He has the divine light from Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
But Braun can't do anything.
Yeah, Braun's horrible. But
Braun is starting to remind me of the American version of the Great Khali.
I was just thinking that.
Ooh. He don't walk with that limp, though.
He will soon. Give him another 5 years.
Granted, his reverse choke slam is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
creative.
Cool.
Other than that, he has nothing.
That first guy he gave it to was hilarious.
And I don't see a lot of people taking it.
Oh, no.
They're not going to take it.
Side note, Great Khali is the worst wrestler of all time. All time.
Hornswoggle is, in my opinion.
Hornswoggle is better than Great Khali.
The Great Khali beat The Undertaker. You can't be the worst wrestler in the world when you beat the dead man.
And he beat Batista. He has a world title run.
Yeah.
Can't say
longer
that.
Longer than Dolph Ziggler.
You know who else has a world title run? David Arquette.
I'm surprised you know that since you don't know anything about WCW. I'm actually impressed. You know something besides WWE.
Oh, you're talking about the man that killed WCW?
You doubt my knowledge.
I doubt it very much.
Wrestling.
To you, WCW is the little leagues.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't.
WCW almost put the E out of business.
This is my opinion.
And your
WCW was like watching the WNBA.
Oh, my God.
Blasphemy.
The WNBA.
I mean, they're cool, but they can't dunk.
Ouch!
Their cruiserweights alone was better than WWE.
Their cruiserweights came to WWE because they hated it there.
No, that's not why they came.
We're talking about the cruiser, let's just give the genius to that division to Paul Heyman. Because he brought all those guys to the States. Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero, Psychosis, he brought all those guys.
Hold on, though, 80% of WWE's roster now that's actually doing good is from the indies.
Yeah.
So you gotta give credit.
I mean, they paid their dues, and now they're living the life of a professional wrestler.
Of a professional entertainer? I don't know about a wrestler. The E's all about entertainment. There's not a lot of wrestling.
What's everybody's wish? Everybody's wish is not to go to Ring of Honor. Everybody's wish is to main event WrestleMania.
Alright.
Not main event at your local Walmart parking lot.
Fair enough. And you got that one. There's no coming back from that. Smooth one, shake zero.
But you know that most of these guys that actually do come out, they say, yeah, I'm going to go to the E, but then look what happens. They run into that brick wall that's called John Cena, And then some of them you never hear from again.
So speaking of John, when he comes back, who is he going to bury?
AJ.
Yeah, I think he's going after AJ's title.
He can go after the title. I don't think he's going to bury him.
No, he can't bury AJ. AJ can't be buried.
I'm going to put it to you like this. AJ's going to be the world champion. Cena comes back. Cena gets his first title shot. Cena wins his first title shot. Nah. It's not going to take him 3-4 chances. It's going to take him that first chance.
Can't be at Mania.
It possibly will be at Mania.
Cena comes back and wins the title at Mania. I feel like people are starting to like John Cena.
That's because he hasn't done nothing in 3 years. When was the last time he won the title?
That's true. But if he comes back at WrestleMania and wins the title, it's just back to being John Cena.
This is true, but I feel not as much. I think people like him because he's not shoved down our throats anymore. It's Roman.
Yeah.
So Cena comes out, oh, it's John Cena. We hate him, but at least he's not on TV for 34 years.
You gotta think about it too. Cena's knocking on 40. Cena's winding down in years.
Is he really?
He's knocking down on 40.
He's not the oldest guy on the roster, but
he's crazy. His years in the company are gonna run fast. It's just not in books for him to be, in my opinion, world champion no more.
Nah, he deserves.
You can't tie Flair. You just can't.
He deserves it.
You just can't. You can't be the. I mean, to be the most hated guy, possibly in wrestling next to Roman Reigns. I mean, Roman Reigns is starting to take that away from him. But to be that guy that everyone dislikes if you're over 10 years old.
All right, I'm gonna play the what's best for business card. It looks way better to have John Cena as the record breaker than Ric Flair.
Definitely does.
Ric Flair is drunk 23 hours of a day.
And I don't think Ric Flair, he's never been the face of WWF, WWE.
He can't be the face.
He's never been the face.
He would run that face.
Think about when he came into the WWF at the time, he was already 40. And he won 2 world titles there. And then he left.
He has 2 world titles.
Yep.
And then he's got another, 14 NWA, WCW?
Yeah, see, I don't understand, man.
I'm surprised they counted those, because they don't really do it for anyone else.
They do.
So,
Five times.
That was a gimmick.
That was just to get him over.
Yeah.
Remember Triple H's famous words, people like him don't get over people like me.
Very true. But that's because he's the game. He's that damn good.
That's true.
Just remember the ring he's got on that finger, who he's married to.
That ain't it.
Think about it.
That got him in the door. That didn't open the door. Yeah, it got him in the door.
Remember, Triple H was never considered to be world champion until he started dating the boss's daughter.
I think it was before that.
No, Trip was actually in the hot seat for a lot of stuff.
He was eating crap for years for being the curtain call guy because remember, Paul and Nash left and Shawn was the champ, so who else was there?
Take it out on the new guy.
But you think Triple H wouldn't have broke out without Stephanie?
No.
How? I think he would have.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't. See, once he's got what? He's got 13, 14 world title reigns?
14.
I would not, with him not being the boss's, you know, son-in-law, he's not going to have that many. I'd say 5, 6 maybe.
I'd give him 7.
But not 14.
Yeah, I'd give him 7 without being the boss's son-in-law.
Six, seven.
I think he still would have became the game.
He would have had memorable feuds still, but he would not.
As many.
But he would not have been at the level he's at.
Yeah. It was some questionable title runs.
Some.
I mean, let's talk about the one when Mick Foley wins it one night, then loses it the next of the game.
No, but that was for ratings though. They didn't want Foley to be a champ.
At least give the
guy
a shot.
Foley was the champ to shut down WCW that night.
Yeah,
that was it.
That's all it was. Because Foley didn't need the belt.
He didn't at all.
Then he was always one of those guys that never needed a world title. Yeah. I say the same thing about Kurt Angle.
And honestly, if you had that title on Foley, it's going to get stale real quick.
Because there's not that many people who could fight Foley style at that time.
Yep. Triple H and Foley was great.
I would have let him have it longer than a day, though. Or a week, whatever it was.
Yeah.
A pay-per-view, lose it the second month.
True.
He's the greatest transitional champion ever. Ever.
I think Zack Ryder holds that, but Zack Ryder's had almost every title.
Oh, that's not honorable mention, Christian.
Honorable mention, Kane.
Christian. Kane and Christian, those poor guys.
Kane deserves so much better.
20 years in the business, still worked full time, so he was what, like 42? Nothing to show for it.
But I think Christian sucked. So
Christian was
tag team. Christian was good.
Yeah, tag team Christian was good. Singles Christian, iffy. His booking wise,
championship.
It was the booking. Because he wasn't bad in the ring.
Yeah, but he wasn't believable as the champ.
He wasn't given the chance. He won the belt against Del Rio when it was vacant. Loses it technically 2 days. We're in the subject of talking about Orton. Let's talk about his next opponent, his new feud, Bray Wyatt.
I think they put on a great promo. I feel they're both in a situation they can't lose.
I agree. I just want to say I feel like that was one of Randy's best promos ever.
Yes, it definitely was.
But since you're saying they both can't lose, Bray can't lose more than Orton. Bray's been through too much of being in feuds, losing the feud.
But he's always come out of it.
I don't understand how Bray Wyatt has not won any titles yet.
He's only had, what, one opportunity for a title shot? Like, in a title match? And yeah. That was like a fatal four-way or something?
Yeah. Like, Bray Wyatt should be the unstoppable force. If we are supposed to believe he's the fear.
The new face of fear.
And he's done nothing.
Yeah.
If there was anything he should have won, it was against John Cena, because I felt that was his best work.
If there was anything he should have won, it should have been against Taker at WrestleMania.
That too.
Yeah, he should have been the one to break the streak instead of Brock. Cause that.
No, the streak was broken already.
No, I'm saying he should have been the one to break the streak. Because it would have been technically a passing of the torch from one dark character to the next. And the heat right there could have made the Wyatt family the most dominant force at that time.
They still could be dominant, but
they keep breaking them up.
Yeah, what's the point of breaking them up and putting them back together every other...
I feel like that's what they're doing now. They're going to break them up again.
I think they're just waiting for Luke Harper to come back so they could be all three again.
They don't...
What was it? Last week, 2 weeks ago, he ditched Rowan.
Yeah.
After they lost.
Yeah.
So, and you don't see Rowan no more. It's like, what is the point? In my opinion, Rowan and Harper should have been tag champs.
A long time
Strowman should have been an IC or US champ.
Well, he's fighting jobbers.
And then... Bray should have been world champ. They should have held every gold there was in that company to prove the dominance that they should have had. I don't know what went wrong booking-wise that they said no.
That feud against New Day was horrible.
But at least they won that feud. They won that feud.
Did they win the titles?
They didn't even put the titles on the line.
Wasn't it really a feud, though? Didn't they fight once?
No, they did the whole... stealing of the broken Matt Hardy, Brother Nero street fight.
That does not count as a match.
The New Day deletion.
Yeah.
That did not
The count final as a New Day deletion.
But like I said, if Randy loses, it's like, all right, you come back. Brock killed you.
Brock killed him.
And now you lose to Bray Wyatt.
But Randy looks like the guy that's willing to put certain talent over.
Yeah.
Rather than certain people.
True. But he needs a victory. At some point, he needs a victory. Because Randy loses his credibility real fast. People get bored of him.
Yeah. And Randy's fresh right now. Randy is, like, ready to go. He seems like he's given the best work of his life.
I mean, he's been gone for nearly a year. Basically over a year.
Maybe that's why his mic skills are so good.
Yeah. Maybe. Because I remember it wasn't that long ago. We were like, boring.
Oh, that was when he was facing Sheamus and Cena for like millions of times at a week.
You only say so much to those guys over and over and over again.
And it feel fresh or new at all.
And even with that, why are they fighting in a house show, Randy and Brock? Nobody knows.
Would it be televised on the network? Heavily doubt it.
That's a pay-per-view rematch. They're going to waste it on a house show.
That's something they could have saved for their, what's that new December pay-per-view they have? Roblox? They could have saved it for that.
Get it off Roblox.
They could have
just changed the name.
Yeah, what's all these names of these pay-per-views?
Roblox. Extreme Rules needs to go.
Yeah,
there's no extreme matches.
They don't
even
do extreme matches. I don't understand that at all.
I mean, if they do chair shots or candlesticks, there's not an ounce of scratches. There's nothing...
They need to bring Elimination Chamber back.
Yeah, for real. I think it is back for real now.
I always enjoyed those pay-per-views.
The thing with the Chamber, they say, is the costs and arenas are not small enough to do it no more.
You mean big enough?
No, small enough. Like, the arenas are getting too bigger for them to try to let it latch on and hold.
So how about they fucking
do it in the same place all the time?
Yeah.
It's not like it's a major pay-per-view. You can do that pay-per-view every year in the same place.
You hear that, WWE? Do it in the same place.
It's not that difficult.
But I feel Bray might win this one.
He has to. I'm tired of seeing Bray lose.
I feel bad for him. I literally do.
Like, how much more is he going to take? Not at the point where he's going to riot or quit or whatever, but he's just going to lose interest.
Yeah,
and his promos are going to become worse and worse.
Yeah, we don't need Bray Wyatt losing interest.
Yeah.
We don't need Bray Wyatt doing a Cody Rhodes and just, you know, just leaving out of nowhere.
I respect Cody for what he did. He left to go wrestle.
Yeah.
He left to not be the, you know, the comic book character Stardust. Stardust, baby.
It's Stardust, but when he comes back, he'll be pushed to the top.
Yeah. So. And he'll be Cody Rhodes, not fucking Stardust.
Yeah. He's still young. I'm not worried about Cody. Even though he's one of my favorites, I miss him, but he'll be back. Even at Stardust, I like him.
Well, speaking of favorites, the Awesome One is on a roll. The Awesome One is putting up the best promos ever, besides when he was the WWE champion, when he beat John Cena at WrestleMania.
Let's not talk about that title run, please.
You guys don't know, it's the Miz.
Miz Zane. And Maryse.
Maryse looks scared now. Like, she doesn't know what's going on when he talks.
She doesn't know if she's going to lose her job or is this, you know, storyline-wise.
I'm loving The Miz right now. I haven't liked The Miz this much since his title reign.
Because his promos are coming from the heart. That's why. You can feel he's angry. He's mad at something or someone that he's just letting it out.
Yeah, until he gets a new movie deal and he leaves.
Marine 5.
That's the thing, though. If this is going to turn into a push, they need to let him be strong in the push. He can still be the heel that runs and shit, but when it's time to fight, he's got to just dominate matches.
And that's where Ziggler's going to get buried for the 100th time.
Oh, yeah. Ziggler's not winning.
Again, that's Ziggler's fault. Should have never made comments and you know, interviews talking about other champions. He just kept that to himself.
Huge Ziggler fan. I give it up.
I mean, Ziggler is the WWE World Heavyweight Jobber. That's what he is.
Don't get me wrong. Ziggler is one of the most talented guys there, but it's just looking like a clone Shawn Michaels is not going to get you where you need to be.
His finisher now is the super kick. He hasn't put no one away with the zigzag anymore.
Yeah. How can you have such a good move, the zigzag, and not use it as a finisher?
I remember when he used to use the sleeper hold as a finisher and make that move look vicious. Now it's just, Shawn Michaels, let's, you know, tune up the band. And, like, come on.
He tunes up the band, too.
He's a clone. All you need to do is take his tights, put some little hearts on his tights, and he looks like Shawn Michaels. He's doing the same mannerisms.
Shawn Michaels need to come back and give him some sweet chin music.
Man, I was so excited with Ziggler. He's the first one to contend for the title. And now look at him.
I thought they would give it to him for at least a month.
Even though he is staying in the title picture.
I mean, look who he pinned when he got the chance. He pinned Styles.
The face that runs the
to place. Get that chance. And I thought, I was like, okay, he pinned Styles. Maybe this is leading somewhere.
Yeah.
No.
Right now, I think AJ has the best thing going. And AJ? Miz is right behind him. Gimmick-wise and the way he's talking and acting, I think he's in the lead.
I kind of agree, but can we agree on this? That the Intercontinental title is higher than the WWE title on SmackDown right now.
Yes, that's because one of the worst wrestlers on their roster has that title in Dean Ambrose.
I can say Miz has actually given that title a little bit more prestige than it's been having for the past 5-6 years.
You don't think he's doing a better job than Dean Ambrose is?
No, I mean, easily, because Dean doesn't do anything.
I mean, how many times can you watch a Dean Ambrose match now and just say, clothesline, 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 fish drop, clothesline.
It is not a clothesline. It is called a rebound lariat.
He does clotheslines, normal clotheslines as well. And then he does that
Rebound
Lariat, and then he starts punch. He's like a rookie who plays WWE 2K and just smashing buttons together on the controller.
Or at least they would come up with some moves. Dean doesn't do nothing. Only legit move he does is his whack dirty deeds.
I mean, how many times have you seen a suplex? Maybe a powerbomb? A dropkick?
It's hard to
what, wrestle?
No, it's hard to say that that's not true because Dean used to be, like, high on my list. Now, as the champion...
Well, that's because he was a part of the Shield, and he had one role. Just like, Roman was good in the Shield because he was just a muscle.
Think about it. He had that... Don't get me wrong. He had that nice U.S. title run.
That he never defended it?
That, I mean, it's still over 300 days. Still over 300 days.
I think he had one title defense, the whole 300 days.
Still thinks Sheamus shouldn't have won that battle royal, but whatever. That's gone and gone already. But Ambrose needs to lose that belt.
Immediately.
It's funny, though. Like, a month ago, we would have said Roman was the worst one out of the Shield.
Yeah. It's close.
I don't think it's close anymore. I think Dean is the worst one out of the Shield.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Roman is pulling some new moves.
Roman is the top wrestler in the world.
It's
right
almost
now.
Sad.
Damn you, PWI. Damn you, straight to hell for that.
Roman Reigns is the number one ranked wrestler in the world.
Who would have thought?
Never would I have thought that would happen.
And the names he's beat out, that's the crazy thing. I mean, like, Jesus.
Maybe if Dean Ambrose had some wrestling gear, maybe we could start a GoFund for him.
I mean, I used to watch him in the Indies. You know, he did have some trunks and some boots.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that.
Know about that.
I mean, I don't know what happened to those trunks and boots. I think he needs to go find whatever he lost to that.
Trunks and boots, he looked at a little retarded. Just keep the Shield uniform.
I think the only thing that goes for him still is his promos.
No, his promos aren't even good.
No, the promos he had with Ziggler were good. They weren't bad.
Yeah, they were okay.
I mean... Compared to Roman with his succotash, whatever that
he stopped that.
Think
Roman
he's Sylvester.
Stopped that.
I'm glad he stopped that. Roman's being himself now, and that's good.
Roman, if you watch clearly when Roman does matches and the fans are booing him, he literally says, "I can give a crap about you fans. I don't give a damn what you people think.
And
why not just turn him? Just
that's how he needs to be. Maybe Roman will actually be liked.
I mean, if he was a bad guy, he would.
I mean, honestly, Roman is not as booed as he was before.
If Roman was a bad guy right now and they want him to get boos, I mean, he's still going to get the boos. People aren't going to change because there's really no one for him to screw over. That's a face.
Yeah, well, that's true.
If they turn Seth, he's going to screw over Seth. They've been screwing each other over since Seth left the Shield.
Yeah. Seth and Roman about to get back together.
For a limited time.
Yeah.
I mean... It'd be nice to see all three of them back.
I've always been not a fan of that.
But you're going to have to really pull some rabbit out of hats to make that work.
The only reason why I don't like it, because we already know Roman and Dean cannot wrestle.
No, I don't agree with that anymore.
Roman's learning
how
to wrestle.
Wait, I still remember the match they had with Evolution. That wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad? That was amazing.
Yeah, that was a great match.
Who did most of the stuff, though?
Seth. And Roman.
Roman did some things.
Yeah, while Dean stood there punching.
Who Roman was fighting at the time, too. Bautista.
Yeah, but to do decent...
I mean, you have to pull something out of your ass to look decent against Bautista because he's not the greatest.
Well, what I think about Dean, I think everybody should take a
breather?
That, too. But... Triple H versus Dean was not a bad match.
It was different.
I don't even recall that match.
It wasn't a bad match.
It was different. But you got to think about it. Triple H can make anyone look good.
Yeah,
he can make me look
that's
good.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody wrestled Dean like that.
But not everyone can do it. Look, AJ made Roman Reigns look like one of the best workers in the
Yeah,
game.
He did.
He did.
He made... No, I mean, I jump on his crap a whole bunch of times, how much he can't wrestle... He made Cena look like he belonged in that ring with him.
Yeah. I mean...
Now, let's see what he does for Dean. If he doesn't, Dean don't keep up. Dean is completely trash.
Dean looks like he doesn't know what he wants to do next in the ring.
He He looks like he don't know how to wrestle. That's it. Granted, if this was the Attitude Era, he'd be perfect for hardcore.
Oh, yeah, he'd be perfect for that 24/7 rule.
Oh, yeah, he'd be... Everyone
the gimmick and everything.
Him and Bradshaw would have put on some hell of fights.
He's not fit for this era's wrestling.
Yeah, he's not. He's not.
He's not world championship material. Mid-card, he fits.
He's a tag team person.
Dean can be the champion. He just can't be by himself.
He need... Like, what do you mean? Like a manager or a partner?
No, like Shield.
No, because even if you got Shield together, everyone already knows
Seth is the leader.
Way above everyone in that group. You can't give the title.
Everyone said. I mean, when Shield first came out, it was Rollins, Ambrose, Reigns. Now, if you go today,
it wasn't. But you know, what's funny. A lot of people say it was Ambrose, Rollins, Reigns.
No, the way I saw it, it was Rollins, Ambrose, Reigns. Now I'm seeing it Rollins, Reigns, Ambrose.
I mean, I guess that's good that it's changing. Like, they're competitive.
What's the change? That they're fighting each other?
No, like, they're all still trying to get better. Like,
they trying to one-up each other?
They're trying to be better than each other.
I mean, if they use that, like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this better than you, then it'll make better matches. But they're not.
I've never found one of Seth's and Dean's fights interesting.
No, they all were bad.
Terrible.
Even the Hell in a Cell. I mean, the Hell in a Cell.
When they climbed halfway up the cage and the crowd went crazy because they felt like.
And they said, this is awesome.
Come on.
No, let's be real. Some of these robotic WWE fans who are always behind the machine don't see reality.
I fell asleep every time those two fought each other.
They weren't good matches.
They were the one.
Even when Bray got into it, it just looked like, oh.
I've never seen a fight of Dean's where I was like, that was a good match.
I'd say Triple H versus Dean.
That was decent. But...
I mean, the hardcore match he had with Bray was
say it's hardcore anymore. Like,
I mean, when he had the kendo stick on the top rope and he threw his eye into it.
Yeah, that was a cool spot.
That was nice.
That was a cool spot. My heart skipped a beat. Other than that, there was nothing. I'm sorry, Dean Ambrose, but you ain't shit. You ain't shit.
The Miz is the top champion on SmackDown Live.
I mean, that's like saying at that point on Raw, Rusev was the top champion on Raw, and he was.
Well, there was no title.
Yeah, there was
but
no title.
He still gets disrespected.
Where was he last week?
And how long?
Not there.
How long has he had that U.S. belt?
The Bulgarian Blue.
He's had that belt, what, since after WrestleMania?
Yeah, but he's not as strong as he was before.
Yeah, they made him into a joke.
Let's go back. Let's go back history again. Whose fault was that?
Yeah, that was definitely John Cena's.
John Cena.
You face John Cena. You're the monster heel with the biggest push you can possibly think of going into WrestleMania. You lose.
He came out in a tank.
That was... I thought Ludwig Varga all over again. I thought Ivan Drago all over again, Rocky IV. I thought, yes, this is what we need.
Well, come out in a tank and lose.
I guess it's a good thing that John Cena is no longer the face that runs the place.
All about AJ, maybe.
Because the thing about it, he went what? He fought Cena, lost. Nothing. Lost his woman. Fought Ziggler. And then started doing fish jokes and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Rusev's really... He's just the United States.
He's champion. Getting back there, though. With the
slowly. He's getting a slow burn back up top. But, he's still going to be
not
Rusev.
Believable.
Yeah.
It's not believable.
But let's talk about this guy, AJ Styles.
The face that runs the place.
And John Cena's armband is his headband.
Oh, Jesus.
I want him to wrestle with that on. AJ is doing good.
I want AJ Styles just to do the full mockery. Do a match. Do the five-knuckle shuffle.
No.
Do the five-knuckle shuffle. Do an AA and win. And then starts yelling, I'm the face that runs the place.
It's bad enough he still basically is mentioning John Cena.
Which
if he starts copying John Cena, it's a guaranteed Cena's going to come back and bury him.
But we all know it's not over.
Yeah,
we thought it was over. I mean, who beats John Cena clean and then...
Twice.
As a heel.
Twice.
Once. Remember
the club
helped him the first time.
Well, he did it a second time. and then took his headband. Cena still needs to say, yeah, you're better than me.
Yeah, he still owes, you know, Styles.
We're waiting for that, John.
Waiting for you to say Styles is better than you, and you're not in the same level as Styles.
Give someone some credit.
John, you are more than welcome to come on our show and tell AJ Styles that he's better than you.
Please. You're not in his league. I mean, most of the roster isn't, but probably except 5-6 people, give or take.
I mean, at this point, Heath Slater is more over than John Cena.
Heath Slater. SmackDown's doing something right, man. SmackDown
got Shane. That's the best thing to have on that show. If you'd had Stephanie, it'd have been backwards.
There are so many people over on SmackDown. So many.
And they're doing it on their own.
Even the Divas, well, the women.
Beat up Nikki Bella. Carmella.
Carmella, hashtag, beat up John Cena's girlfriend.
I mean, she's making her name for herself.
We need a tag match. A mixed tag match.
Oh, yes.
AJ Styles and Carmella.
At a pay-per-view where no one cares.
Beat up the Cenas.
That would be funny. And I can actually see that happening.
They need to go on Total Bellas and beat up John Cena.
I think I will watch that episode. I don't watch that show, but I will watch. I will sit and watch that episode.
I will be upset, though, if they give Nikki the title.
Nikki's getting the title.
She can't get the title.
I don't understand. They people say she'll bring prestige. Are you kidding me? Natalia, Naomi,
see, when WWE
Becky.
Thinks about prestige, they're thinking about social media. Who do the kids love?
Okay.
And it's Nikki.
You guys are wrong.
Oh, we're wrong here. Yeah.
Nikki Bella is the longest reigning Divas champion in history.
She's the longest reigning because they wanted everyone to forget about a great wrestler called AJ Lee.
And who's she married to?
Who's that? Oh, who's that?
Oh. All right. The most lovely woman of all time.
That's the only reason why she broke the record.
AJ Lee needs to come back and get the record back.
That's not going to happen.
No.
That's 3 years, like three chicks holding the title. That's not going to happen. But that's the reason why she broke it.
That belt needs to either go to my three options. Naomi, who's been held back for a long time.
Give Naomi the title.
Natalia, who's been, oh my God, disrespected.
Now she's twerking.
She ain't twerking. She's just shaking her booty a little bit.
I don't want to say WWE's racist, but think about it. Why is it every black character on that show is either dancing, booty shaking, rapping, or singing? Why?
Apollo Crews, watch it back.
Yeah, Apollo. Look at
Xavier Woods came in dancing. Look at Big E and Kofi now dancing. R-Truth rapping.
That's very true.
Like, Apollo, why?
You're gonna be a gangster.
Apollo, like, run. Why?
Run.
I don't get it. I don't get why they say, you know what? Oh, yeah, Naomi, we're gonna give you some neon lights and you just gonna shake your booty.
I see that her, she would want to do that.
I think that's her game.
That's her thing. Yeah. She wanted
Which
to
is
do
fine,
something like that.
But it kind of helps our defense when, like, every black wrestler is given a shitty gimmick.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to watch it back in the day, they had freaking a guy play an African warrior king, Shaka Zimba. I'm like, what? This is like,
Vince does a lot of racist shit.
Nation of Domination.
I'm not saying Vince is racist, but Vince does a lot of racist shit.
He does.
What we need
Spanish is a thug too.
Oh yeah, you're a Mexican, the shining star. If you're Mexican, you're one of those guys that ride bikes and start talking about tacos. Or you riding lawnmowers, Mexicos. Remember those guys? Mexicos. Riding lawnmowers to the ring.
Sin Cara, don't worry. We know what your gimmick was before that. Yeah, the Shining Stars is like...
From Puerto Rico!
They're making Puerto Rico look bad.
Oh,
so
they're making us look horrible.
No way Jose over here doing
no,
machado.
Wait, Jose. Jose, he's the perfect Dominican.
Since we're talking about...
No Way Jose has a white beard
since we're
and
talking
a
about,
shirt on.
Since we're talking about No Way Jose, let's talk about how Full Sail gets these stupidest gimmicks over. And people like Austin Aries and possibly almost Bobby Roode doesn't get over.
Whoa. Bobby Roode.
He was over in Brooklyn.
Bobby Roode.
New York, who will kill you or make you in the city. Think about it. This is why Vince don't like coming here some of the times, because he knows we're the most hostile crowds in the world.
Bobby Roode is going to come in the Royal Rumble, and everyone's going
to go. Oh, it's going to be the most glorious thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
I cannot wait to hear that countdown.
Get ready. I will mark out if he comes out in the Rumble.
I'm going to go on a limb and say Enzo and Cass will be last eight in the Rumble.
You're too high on Enzo and Cass.
No, you're too high on Enzo, period.
Enzo
would not be last eight in the ring.
Enzo and Test are overrated. Enzo is one of the best talkers. But in-ring-wise, they're not. I mean, I've seen Test do better stuff.
Smack Talker Skywalker is top three on the mic in the E.
With a mic.
On the mic, yes. In-ring-wise, not top 10.
Bottom 30.
He's a bottom.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Were we talking about all time, or are we just talking about right now?
Just now.
Right now.
Oh, mic-wise?
Mic-wise, he's top three.
Yeah.
He gets 10-minute promos.
I say the top three are, I don't know. Bray. Miz is there.
Yeah, he had two great promos. Let's not put Miz.
I would elevate Miz from what he was back then.
Possibly. What he was back then?
He didn't cut great promos back then.
I don't know what you were watching back
when he was
then.
The champion?
He didn't.
Don't know what you were
You talking about
back
the time
then.
He was with Alex Riley?
Yeah.
Terrible. He had Michael Cole behind him. Terrible.
Mike.
Terrible.
The Miz.
Mike the Miz.
Was pretty amazing.
I don't know what show you was watching, because it wasn't the most watched.
Did you see those awesome balloons?
Those also, he needs to bring those balloons back.
That was the greatest thing I've seen.
He needs to bring those balloons back.
It's a close second to New Day's Dragon Ball Z entrance.
Booty-o!
When everyone called them the Ginyu Force, but one of them had like Super Saiyan hair, but whatever. And then they all had tails.
Great. I think that's the greatest entrance I've ever seen.
Shake just marked out on DBZ.
Just throwing that out there. We're going to have a Super episode coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're going to give, before we go, a nice little shout-out to our hater of the week.
Our first hater of the week.
Amin at ESPN.
And if most of you don't know, they tweeted, right?
Yep.
Tweeted a picture of Kevin Owens' son being happy that his father won the title. And they basically made fun of him for being autistic.
And this is not the first time people at ESPN has taken these type of cheap shots at the WWE at this point.
I just feel, I understand, we're going to have to do a show about that too. ESPN really does hate wrestling, and they make it known, but to go after someone's son is just completely uncalled for.
Yeah, they hate wrestling so much, but wait, they somehow hired their former announcers to work their top-rated show, SportsCenter.
And, who's on these shows now? Wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
I think wrestling has become like a real sport.
I mean, didn't they broadcast live from Barclays Center?
That they did.
A whole day?
We were there. Oh, I forgot about that.
We saw the coach
being
there from morning to night.
But there's certain things you don't do. I mean, his kid is basically sick. Like, you don't bring that up. And then what did they reply? Who was autistic? Because, his father?
Yeah, someone told him, the person's autistic. The guy was like, who? The kid or the wrestler? Something you don't go that route.
Yeah, I'm in the dirtbag. And I hope when Disney gets a hold of this.
Or even his bosses at Bristol, Connecticut.
He's gone. Of course he's going to find another job, but at least he won't be at ESPN where we have to see him on TV every day.
That's a big topic, and you're just making fun of it. And I know we talked about what they use it as an angle for wrestling. I don't think Vince would go down that route.
And I don't think Owens would go that route.
Owens definitely
he would not use
that.
Route.
I can't wait to see Owens' response, though.
I'm surprised he hasn't responded yet.
He's a bigger man.
They
probably
told him not to. I can see them saying, KO, don't do it. We got this.
He probably booked a flight to Connecticut.
Because, Joe, you said they're taking legal action, right?
Mick wants an on-air apology. He just says he wants an apology or else. And that or else could mean legal action.
But how can you have legal action over that?
Because...
What can you do legally? They made a person...
You made a comment towards a child who has a disability.
But how do you...
There's a lot of disability acts that would defend that.
Yeah,
Because it's like the guys, he's at a normal job. It's like if you work the normal 9-to-5, you don't go if your co-workers.
Well,
no,
working a regular 9-to-5. Right?
Point blank is harassment.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. Kevin Owens, you need to go to ESPN and take him out.
Yeah, I mean they're both from Connecticut.
Do the same thing you did to Machine Gun Kelly and just powerbomb the shit out of him.
I'll be right there with you.
You're going to have a lot of people backing you up on this one.
But even though, like, why would they even bring up, like, oh, a kid's happy for his father even though wrestling is fake? Like,
because he wanted to cheat pop on his Twitter page.
He just wanted heat. He just wanted
it's
that.
It's a kid. They always say on ESPN, wrestling's for kids. So why make fun of a kid for being happy?
Yeah, but this ain't the first time somebody at ESPN done something.
We know that. That might take another whole 40.
That's another episode for another time, because there's a couple of guys who keep saying, oh, yeah, I don't know why grown men watch wrestling. I don't understand why grown men can watch other grown men in a ring. It's like saying, why do grown men watch other grown men basically floor hump each other in UFC?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Colin Coward. Yeah. Coward.
We're coming for you, brother.
You're next.
We're coming for you.
We're not going to go the route of Booker T or Hulk Hogan because, you know.
But we're going to close out this episode. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our third episode. And I always fuck the part up. See you later, guys.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Couple of Haters Podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple of Haters Pod. And see you next time.
Adios, amigos.